Hi guys, welcome to Purity's podcast episode 33. And as usual, I'm joined by my co-host. Hello, Ivan. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
So, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, so shall we get into the podcast right away?
Yeah, let's get into the podcast right away.
So today we are going to talk about a man who lost a bet in fantasy football. He became last.
Actually, he didn't lose a bet. So let's explain to people what happened. He came last
in fantasy football. NFL. NFL. Yeah.
So who is the guy?
His name is Steven Strout, 25 years old in Dallas.
I guess he knows nothing about fantasy sports, fantasy football.
Actually. It was his first time, that's what he said, to play. Yeah. But I also was playing and I didn't become last, right? I tried.
Wow. He must have been really bad.
Well, yeah. And so, as his punishment, guess what he had to do? He had to cover his entire body with peanut butter and go at the dog's back.
He was not naked, no?
No, he was not naked. He had
Underpants.
But his all over his body, he was covered with peanut butter.
And dogs love peanut butter.
And people were looking at him weird at the park and wondering what he's doing. And he said, I lost a bet. And they laughed at him. He was
surrounded by dogs?
Yeah, he was surrounded by dogs. And he was it looks like I saw the video. It was online. It emerged online. He was like putting his hand towards the dog to lick it. Which is crazy. This is what you should not be betting if you're not sure.
He was not betting. He was just playing fantasy sports. Uh-huh. You should tell people you're playing fantasy sports at your own responsibility.
Yeah, and don't play with people who have been playing fantasy football. They know what they're doing. And you, it's just your first time. And you know what was even strange?
What?
He was given an option to either to do that, cover himself with peanut butter and go to the dog's park, or pay $250. I would pay. I would definitely pay. I'm not going to embarrass myself covered in a peanut butter. No way. I am not that brave. What do you think? Would you do it if it was you?
Yeah. I was never lost. I played so many fantasy sports, so many leagues. I was never last in any of the leagues. He must have sucked a lot to came up last. He probably doesn't. And he said he's blaming Le'Veon Bell, Pittsburgh Steelers running back,
he didn't play at all.
He was the second pick.
He was really high.
NFL, so
I also picked him.
What?
But I sucked him because he didn't play.
He didn't play, so that guy, he costed him.
Yeah, he's the reason that he had to cover himself.
He should write to Le'Veon Bell. Then he's to blame.
Yeah, and also, next time, do your research well and pick your teams. So, guys, let's talk about what's happening in Serbia. What's happening is that this stupid reality TV that's going on.
The reality shows
here, which I am appealing to people. Please do not watch reality shows.
Do not let your kids watch that.
Yes. I don't know. Put a lock on the TV.
If you're watching that, I don't know what to tell you.
So what happened?
Just break your TV. Just throw it away from your balcony. Do something. Do something for your mental health.
Yeah, that is true. It's brainwashing. Really, do not watch. So, what happened is this reality called, for those ones who don't know it, it's called Parovi. And there's this guy who's in reality. And tell them the rest. I don't.
It's awful. It's probably the worst thing I ever saw on TV, on live TV. I cannot remember anything like that. I cannot remember seeing anything like that. So what happened, this stupid reality show, There's a guy who he was upset at those two people. They were outside talking to each other, so he was upset at them. No, long story short, and he went out. He removed his thing from his pants, and he started peeing on them. And not once, twice.
Twice.
Like they moved, and then he followed them and did it again. Peeing on other people
Disgusting.
on
Na
live
TV,
TV,
national TV.
national TV, TV with a national frequency. I mean, this like how do you allow that to like how is that? I don't know.
The TV should be shut down. And then there's this guy also is from Congo. He's in the reality. They keep calling him Monkey all the time. Like, this is bad.
It's I don't know why people watch that. I don't know why. How is that
It's
fun?
entertaining. I don't know how is it so entertaining that.
Who are these people who find that
Entertaining
entertaining? And
old people because
well, I'm
they're
not like I don't know. Like, do you think that
thinking
old people enjoy watching someone like removing his thingy and being like I don't know, man. I don't know who.
yeah that guys do not watch reality. So guys, a man is threatening to sue his new wife after she wrote about his micro penis on the internet. What do you think about that?
I mean, his
Would you sue?
new wife.
Yeah, they just got married and she found out that he
What do you
has.
mean she found?
Because according to her,
Yeah.
their husband didn't want them to have sex before marriage. So she didn't know anything about it. So she found out on the honeymoon. When they were on their honeymoon down the night, when they're about to go to bed, and then she found out. And she feels betrayed and tricked. What do you think about that?
Oh my God, this is so stupid, but well, yeah, she's right.
He did trick her
Yeah, he
because
did trick her.
he hid it from her because he didn't want to make love to her.
And where are these people from?
I don't know. It didn't say. But according to the husband, he's suing her because she wrote it on Reddit. She shared it on Reddit because she wanted some advice from people. And
Did she share his name or her name or
no. She
so
just
how did
yeah,
that?
I don't know. He's scared that people are gonna link him to the story and.
But you there is no name of that woman or that guy like the
No, I
what
don't.
is the news? You don't know their names.
No, I don't know their names.
Well, what's
So,
the problem there?
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if she didn't use the names and she just want advice, was and then someone found it on Reddit and share it went viral and shared it on Facebook. Now it's on Facebook too, and he doesn't want people to find out it's him. But how will they find out it's him? Like, there's no pictures, there's no names. Like, dude, relax. So, what do you think? Why do zebras have stripes?
I don't know. I guess because they're fat and wearing vertical stripes makes you look skinnier. No, I think it's because of the camouflage. Majority of animals have certain colors, stripes or whatever because of the camouflage. But I mean, black and white stripes, what kind of camouflage is that? Like, how are you gonna hide from a lion when you're wearing?
Yeah, it's very easy to be seen with that camouflage, so I don't think that's the reason. And the research says that the scientists did the research and found out that it's to keep away insects, flying insects.
Oh, why?
Why? Because they put a striped coat on a horse. And as
What,
soon as
that was a
they,
research
yeah, that was the
putting
re
coat on a
yeah, a
horse?
white and black, just like the stripes of a zebra, and they put on the horse, and the zebra was there too, and so they waited
So
to
you had
see.
they put horse and they put another horse with a coat.
Yeah, stripped coat on a horse.
Yeah, okay.
And then they filmed as the horse flies that try to prey on the zebras and on the horse, and they discovered that fee many of the flies went to the horse, and a lot of them tried to go to try to prey on the zebra, but they were not able to.
On a
So
horse with a coat, not on zero.
yeah.
So what
So
you're saying, like it makes harder to those insects to land on the zebra because of
yeah,
those what
because of the stripes, so that
those
the
insects cannot navigate well when they see stripes.
yeah
It struck
they
them.
I guess so.
That's
So
so scientific.
yes, and some of them bounce off the zebras, so that's their discovery. Oh, cannot
Disguise.
argue. Yeah,
This guy.
we cannot argue with science, so
Even though
that.
it's stupid science, but
Yes, it's very stupid, but we are gonna go with that, right? We don't have any other explanation.
no, we are going with that, definitely.
Yeah. So that was all on Purity's podcast, guys. Thanks so much for my co-host for joining us once again. And now I'm gonna finish up and he has to leave. So nice to see you.
See you next time, guys. I mean, talk to you next time. Bye.
So, guys, do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Purity Slavul, PuritySlavulj. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Purity Slavul. Listen to my podcast on TuneIn, SoundCloud, and Anchor, or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.